She's an amazing woman. Aunty Lynn's been talking about easing troubled times. Aunty Lynn's been there for all of us girls, without a doubt. There's not a day go by where she's not running around the compound and, you know, perhaps would like to be home at 5 or 5.30 at 6 at night to cook tea, but sure enough, caught to 7 just before lockdown. There's Aunty Lynn's little legs waddling across the compound and she's been helping one of the girls out down the back or something and running around just worrying about everybody else here, us women. And I know for a fact that at my lowest levels and the toughest times that I faced in the last couple of years of being in prison, without a doubt in my mind, there's no way known I would have survived or got through it if it wasn't for Aunty Lynn. Mm. She's been there for all the women, and my God, you've seen a few births too, haven't you, Aunty Lynn? You've been there for the babies. And,
yep, certainly have.
You know.
Oh, Aunty Lynn, after a wrap-up like that, I know it can be a bit hard to sort of find words to respond.
Mm-hmm. We do what we can to make it more comfortable for the ladies here and everything. So just the support, they need the support and everything. So, yeah, we do what we can and hope that we make it a little bit easier for them.
Well, just while we've got you here, because one of the feedback that you know, when you're outside of this institution, you know, I hear that a lot of the women, you know, we're picking at the women here, but I'm sure, you know, the men have got a different story, that they can find that the lack of, you know, support, and to hear someone like you and some of the other Indigenous workers that are trying to make a difference, you don't often hear about the good people.
No, that's right. We have a lot of people that are trying to do the best they can, inside and out, and everything. And it's good to see that people are starting to stand up, especially communities, which is needed amongst male and female incarcerated people and everything. So it's very good that people are starting to take notice now.
Well, while you're there, I just want to get in. No, it's how do you, outside or even in here, do you find time to daydream at all, you know?
Sometimes, yeah. It gets pretty hectic in here at times and everything, so you've got to take your time out somewhere along the line. So, yeah, but I enjoy it, working with the girls and everything. They're a great bunch. And like I said, we just try to support the best way we can.
And a NAIDOC message to here in Melbourne, over the borders, to New South Wales, South Australia, around the country.
It's nice to know that the girls can say welcome to their families and everything, and to their friends and loved ones over the air. And I'd also like to wish everybody out there a happy NAIDOC, including male and female prisoners and everything, and I wish them all the best.